Last October, Nathan Schramm was giddy with anticipation. He had graduated a year earlier from university and had just joined the Academy. It's a program designed to help classical musicians like himself take on the challenge of building a career. The Academy's philosophy is that, aside from being an excellent musician, success also means being an educator, an ambassador for classical music. Schramm was assigned to PS 75, an elementary school in a working-class neighborhood in Brooklyn. He would be coaching some of the students in instrumental music. Last October, he described how he felt about the invitation to join the Academy.
It sounded like it was going to help me communicate better with audiences. I was going to find a newer audience. I was going to help people that might otherwise not be able to experience this music, and maybe I could learn something from them, too.
Many days have now passed. Last month, Schramm was working towards the end of PS75's academic year.
Well, the novelty of me coming here has worn off a little bit, but it's great. I mean, it's nice coming in here and building a relationship, seeing the kids that may be struggling one week all of a sudden are really doing incredibly well the next week.
Schramm and the school's violin teacher, Zelman Boxer, were helping students prepare for the Link Up program, where the kids appear on stage at Carnegie Hall.
So they're going to be playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, an arrangement, a little bit of a simplified version of it, but they're going to be doing Ode to Joy with the Orchestra of St. Luke's.
Boxer says in just 5 weeks, the kids had to learn 7 new pieces to perform at Carnegie.
None of it, for this particular group, none of it is a stretch technically, but learning so much of it in such a short time, that's a big scramble.
And they have to know it from memory.
The fourth grade class couldn't wait to get to Carnegie Hall.
My name is Pedro Jagdeo, and I was really surprised because we never, ever, ever been to play to Carnegie Hall in our lives.
And are you practicing?
Yeah.
Yes!
And 1 week later, there they were. The kids, in new T-shirts, shared the stage with the Orchestra of St. Luke's and other school children. Carnegie Hall's vast auditorium was filled with students from all over the New York area. And when the time came, the kids played their hearts out. Afterwards, the PS75 students went to Central Park to eat some lunch and let off steam.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Nunez, and I felt very excited. But when I was looking at the people, I was like, whoa, more than 1,000 or 1,500 people were there. I was like...
A week later, in a practice room at the prestigious Juilliard School, Schramm reflected on his year in the Academy, on his new friends and colleagues, performance opportunities, and especially his experiences at PS75.
I just had my last teaching day today, and it was certainly bittersweet. It was definitely, hands down, the hardest part of the program.
Throughout the year, Schramm performed in many places with some of the biggest names in classical music. But unlike his students, he was not on stage in the main auditorium at Carnegie Hall. But he'll keep on working on it next year when he completes the second year of his fellowship and his work at PS75. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.